it is time, as it is every week at this time, for Lawyer Up. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney on this program, might throw her a curveball today and send her do a story that I have not previewed with her. Now, that'll keep her on her legal toes, won't it?
Mm.
We might do that. Found another one right before the show started. If we have time. If there's time, we'll do it. She'll be up for the challenge, though. There she is. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Wonderful.
Hey, Lisa.
Great to talk to you, as always. Let's jump into legal cases here and have you solve them. One man says that a woman failed to disclose an STD to him, gave him herpes, and now he's suing. He's in Ohio. He says the woman knew well that she had herpes before they had sexual relations. He's even gone so far as to file a police report, and the cops told him, sorry, no law in the books for that, only for HIV. So now he's trying to go to the state lawmakers in Ohio to make sure nobody can do this, to have an STD and give it to somebody without telling them. Biggie, you have a comment.
Why did he not wrap it up?
There is no word on why he did not wrap it up.
So I put it on him.
Well, maybe he asked her, do you have any...
Oh, yeah, because that always works.
STDs. And she said no, and he believed her.
Hmm, not that I know of. Oh, okay.
What are your thoughts here, Lisa? Does he have any grounds to sue, and could they make a law like this?
Yeah, he does have grounds to sue, and the police were absolutely correct when they told him that in Ohio, it is a crime to knowingly infect someone with HIV or AIDS, but that does not extend to other sexually transmitted diseases. So his recourse then is not criminal, but civil, and it's actually fairly common. There have been some really big verdicts involving intentional transmission of STDs, particularly herpes. That's been kind of the one that has had a lot of litigation around it. The largest verdict that I'm aware of was $6.7 million back in 2011 against a California millionaire who apparently went to great lengths to hide his herpes. And usually you end up in those kind of situations with very good facts in terms of the person. You know, it has to be pretty egregious in terms of them lying and tricking the person and that sort of thing. But yeah, like Biggie said, there is that question of why don't people use protection? And in some states, there is a burden on the victim, and their damages can be reduced because of that. But you actually see lots of like $900,000.
Well, you can't see us in here, but Biggie perked up at $6.7 million. I'll tell you that might be worth the herpes for that
to get the H.
You know,
yeah. I mean, for $6 million.
I mean, you deal with it.
How did he make his money? Herpes.
Curing it?
Getting it.
No. Getting it.
The hard part's going to be finding a rich millionaire with it.
Right. You got to find a rich millionaire woman to sleep with you and go unprotected and get to her piece from her and not tell you.
This guy has to prove he didn't have it beforehand, too, right?
Yes,
before her.
I think he has proven that. I think it is definite that she's
You would
the
think
one.
That would be a base level
gotta
thing.
Be.
Yes.
Gotta be. Yes.
I just think I wouldn't give him anything. Just because I think it's on you to make sure that
he
you're
just wanted
protecting
to reassume
yourself.
The risk. He wanted to raw dog it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. You know, if you have unprotected sex with somebody, what's the crime? Lying.
Yeah,
you know, that's not against the law, though. As Lisa said there. Now, what about for AIDS? That's a bit different. That's like a death sentence. There, you could use that as a weapon.
Now that is, and that's the laws on the book. Yeah.
But well, yes, it's more serious. It used to be a death sentence. Maybe not.
And that is treatment has changed.
But you know, still. You can always wrap it up.
Sure.
You have a criminal law against that.
There's
most states you can be charged with a crime if you transmit HIV or AIDS. If you know you have it and you have unprotected sex. But you cannot. There's also been some pretty big verdicts around that as well.
I'm sure. There's a dentist in Inglewood, Colorado. He's trying to help the children as well. He does free dental work at the elementary school. There's a woman named Marissa Pacheco, and she's very upset because her daughter got some dental work done. Now, it turns out, we reported the story a couple of days ago. Turns out the dental work was necessary. She went to the office. They called her to the office. The dentist looked at her teeth, did the dental work that was necessary, but she wasn't the girl that was supposed to get it. It was supposed to be a different girl who has a similar name. And so the mom...
Oh, Pacheco.
Right. So the mom said, when she came home, she's like, what do you mean you got dental work done? Here's the story from the TV station in Denver.
She said that the dentist gave her two shots on each side of her bottom jaw. And I was a bit concerned because I didn't know about it. They didn't call me. They didn't ask me to sign any paperwork. I was really concerned because I would like to have been there with her, or, you know, like if something would have went wrong, I wouldn't have known.
Pacheco tells the problem solvers her daughter's name is Emery. But the girl that was supposed to have dental work done, her name is Emery.
Make sure that they read first and last names, check student IDs.
We reached out to the dentist. He says the work was medically necessary, saying in a statement, in part, we regret any confusion or anger this incident may have caused, but we are confident that this child's dental condition is significantly better after treatment than before. Still, this mom just wishes she was in the loop.
It was just more frustrating because it was already over with and I couldn't really do anything about it.
By the way, the kid was happy the entire time. No problems with the dental work. It was medically necessary. She went and got it done. If I were this mother, and she's trying to sue the dentist and the school now, I would say thank you for free dental work.
And you know what? I was going to be a little bit on her side till I heard that she named her kid Amory.
Mm-hmm.
Totally on the dentist side now. Yeah. Stop naming your kids weird stuff, all right? Stop.
There's a book of baby names. Yeah. Use it.
Yeah, I am totally on the dentist side now.
That's right. Name him Mad. Yeah.
Oh, you meant Amory.
Not Amory.
Amory. Well, what kind of parent names her kid Amory?
All right, pigs.
Lisa, what are your thoughts on this? Will she have a successful lawsuit against the school?
She can have a successful lawsuit against the dentist in the school because, you know, they. I mean, come on. What kind of dentist doesn't check the kid's last name? It goes by, you know.
Fair point.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dentist claims that this was medically necessary, but who really knows? I'm sure, you know, well, I think that probably needs... That's his allegation.
Oh, good point. Now that it's fixed. Oh, yeah, it was mad.
Oh, she needed to do that.
What'd you get? I gave her some bridge work.
That's like a mechanic.
I gave her a partial.
You a Johnson rod.
I gave her a partial. So yeah. she's going to win
it. It's like those HVAC guys that come out and hit your unit with a wrench and kill it.
Yes. Yes.
We support all HVACs.
All of them.
We have some good friends in the HVAC.
Very good friends in the biz.
Oh, yeah.
But continuing on. So she's going to
She actually has. It's not even a traditional medical malpractice claim. What it is, it's a lawsuit for civil battery because it's technically when you perform a procedure on someone without consent, and in this case, it would be parental consent. But it can happen if it's without an adult's consent as well. It's considered a civil battery, and the person's entitled to compensatory damages, nominal damages, and punitive damages. So what you see a lot of times is you might get a jury that gets worried about, you know, what if this happened to my kid or something, especially if it turned out that there was some dispute about whether the treatment was medically necessary. You could see the dentist kind of get punished for it.
Wow. It does seem like a lot of people drop the ball. I mean, just calling a first name for a kid out of a classroom saying it's time for your dental work and not matching the last name, you know, at any point along the process.
That's probably
it. I know Cheapskate Kelly's happy for free anything.
I would have said thank you for the free dental work.
Said the man paying for braces.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah.
On a flex card.
That's right.
Over 3 years.
That's right.
Yeah, they only hold so much.
Tell me about it. I wish it.
Braces are expensive. They
yes.
Are expensive,
yeah, they are.
They?
Yeah.
Are your kids in that age now, Lisa?
All three of mine are going to the orthodontist now. One has braces and two are about to get out. I'm probably going to have three in braces at the same time.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't believe I'd do that. I just let them, you know, just
you
too
do,
bad.
Get rid of the
too
kids.
Bad.
Just make
bad.
Them do rock, paper, scissors.
Too bad.
Sorry.
One is going to have a bad grill.
One of y'all going to be Jack.
Sorry. You know what, Lisa? I just say the youngest, the one you like least, just let them.
Look at Freddie Mercury. His teeth were jacked.
He's fine. Yeah.
And so what successful? If you whistle when you say L words?
Right. Too bad. You know, it's a conversation piece. Look at Michael Strahan.
Look at Strahan.
Exactly. Look at David Letterman.
Strahan.
Just fine.
Yeah.
Very well.
Millionaires.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me throw one at you. You don't even know it's coming, Lisa.
Okay.
All right. It's another health lawsuit. A man in New York is suing Hershey because he says that he ate black licorice-flavored Twizzlers so much, he's 73 now, he ate one standard-sized bag per week for at least 20 years, he says. And now he says that one of the chemicals inside the licorice has led to his heart disease. In October of last year, the FDA issued a warning that one thing inside the licorice really does prompt heart problems for men and women over 40 years old. And he says Hershey's known for years that this posed a health threat with no warning on the bags or the product of any kind. And now last year, he developed heart disease, and he says it's the licorice that I've been eating for such a long time. So what do you think now? Since they didn't disclose, does he have any kind of lawsuit here, Lisa?
I think he's going to have a hard time proving that the heart disease came from that. But there are situations where the heart disease is very particular in the way it presents, and if it's chemically induced. And so if that's the case, and he can really show with medical expert testimony that this particular type of heart disease, the way it presents, is unique to being caused by this chemical, then yes, I think he could have a successful lawsuit. Because you see this kind of thing, there was actually there was a pain reliever years ago that was given to a lot of people for joint pain and stuff that turned out it created a very specific type of heart disease. And those folks ended up with a class action settlement that was fairly hefty for all the victims.
Wow.
It, instead of where people, you know, a lot of these consumer lawsuits, the people don't, you know, they get like $2 and a coupon for some more Twizzlers or whatever. But in those situations, people got, I think, an average.
Here, eat the red ones.
They're not licorice.
That's our advice.
Yeah. Here you go, old man. Eat the red ones.
Eat the red ones and shut up.
Eat the red ones.